Support for NPR comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live a healthy, productive life. Details are at gatesfoundation.org.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. More than 187,000 Illinois residents have already voted for the November 4th election. That might be because this is the first presidential election where Illinoisans have two new options to vote weeks earlier. People can register and vote during a new grace period that began October 7th and runs till October 21st. Illinois residents could also vote early starting Monday and lasting through October 30th. Voters still have the option to cast an absentee ballot through the mail. A university in Nebraska has canceled an invitation to University of Illinois Professor Bill Ayers to speak at an education conference. The University of Nebraska-Lincoln said yesterday its threat assessment group had received emails and phone calls that raised safety concerns, causing the school to rescind the offer. Republican Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman had urged the action. Ayers helped found the Radical Weather Underground group some 40 years ago. On the campaign trail, Republican presidential candidate John McCain continues to draw links between Ayers and Democratic presidential hopeful Barack Obama. Information continues to trickle out about where Illinois Senator Barack Obama will spend election night, Ben Calhoun reports.
The details have been sparse so far. Earlier this week, there were published reports that a party in Chicago was in the works. Now campaign officials are confirming that Obama is expected to be home on November 4th. While a specific location for a party has not been disclosed, there's heavy speculation about Grant or Millennium Park downtown. Obama launched his bid for the presidency in his home state last February with a speech outside the old state capitol in Springfield. That was over 1 year and 8 months ago. I'm Ben Calhoun.
Meanwhile, Chicago's two largest daily newspapers have both endorsed Senator Barack Obama for president, declaring he is a man of exceptional gifts and he's ready. The Chicago Tribune's not yesterday marks the first time the newspaper has supported a Democratic nominee for president. The paper said it liked Senator John McCain, but chastised him for choosing running mate Sarah Palin, whom the Tribune thinks is too inexperienced. And this is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, European leaders called for an emergency international summit to discuss reinventing the global financial system. The proposal drew a tepid response from the United States, so today, French President Nicolas Sarkozy is traveling to Camp David to bring his case personally to President Bush. Willem Boutte is a professor of European political economy at the London School of Economics and Political Science and former chief economist at the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development. He joins us from London. Thank you very much for being with us.
Pleasure.
And the Spanish prime minister told reporters, quote, this is a crisis that comes from the United States, from the financial system of the United States. Is that true?
No, it's a half-truth. Clearly, things got badly out of hand inside the United States financial sector, regulation, supervision, subprime mortgages. But this is a global issue. The failure of regulators to get to grasp with their banks, excesses in the housing sector are in fact very much part and parcel of the Spanish picture of the last few years. They've had the biggest building boom since the pyramids. So to say that this is a U.S. problem inflicted on the poor, innocent Europeans is nonsense, really.
What kind of overhaul do you think is required, the substantial overhaul European leaders recommend?
I think we're going to have to regulate finance over the domain that this finance moves. So for border crossing finance, you have to have border crossing regulations. Basically, that means global regulation for 30 to 50 global financial intermediaries, banks, and other things. We already have, I think, pretty good cooperation between central banks, from the coordinated rate cuts to the swap line, so there's not much coordination to be done there. And the IMF, I think, has to be rethought, provided with the resources to help emerging markets that are likely to get into trouble next in this crisis. Now, they've been doing without the fund for for about a decade now, but they will rediscover the joys of of 19th Street.